Was it possible that their two resurrectors, so physically close to each other, had become locked in phase? If so, whenever his death and Goering's took place at the same approximate time, then the two would be raised again by the same Grail Stone. Goering's jest that they were twin souls might not be so far off the mark. Burton resumed digging, swearing at the same time because he had so many questions and so few answers. If he had another chance to get his hands on an ethical, he would drag the answers out of him, no matter what methods he had to use. The next 3 months, Burton was busy adjusting himself to the strange society in this area. He found himself fascinated by the new language that was being formed out of the clash between Sumerian and Samoan. Since the former were the most numerous, their tongue dominated. But here, as elsewhere, the major language suffered a Pyrrhic victory. Result of the fusion was a pidgin, a speech with greatly reduced flexion and simplified syntax. Grammatical gender went overboard. Words were syncopated. Tense and aspect of verbs were cut to a simple present, which was used also for the future. Adverbs of time indicated the past. Subtleties were replaced by expressions that both Sumerian and Samoan could understand, even if they seemed at first to be awkward and naive. And many Samoan words, in somewhat changed phonology, drove out Sumerian words. This rise of pidgins was taking place everywhere up and down the river valley. Burton reflected that if the ethicals had intended to record all human tongues, they had best hurry. The old ones were dying out, transmuting, rather. But for all he knew, they had already completed the job. Their recorders, so necessary for accomplishing the physical translation, might also be taking down all speech. In the meantime, in the evenings, when he had a chance to be alone, he smoked the cigars so generously offered by the Grails and tried to analyze the situation. Whom could he believe, the ethicals or the renegade, the mysterious stranger? Or were both lying? Why did the mysterious stranger need him to throw a monkey wrench into their cosmic machinery? What could Burton, a mere human being trapped in this valley, so limited by his ignorance, do to help the Judas? One thing was certain. If the stranger didn't need him, he would not have concerned himself with Burton. He wanted to get Burton into that tower at the North Pole. Why? It took Burton 2 weeks before he thought of the only reason that could be. The stranger had said that he, like the other ethicals, would not directly take human life. But he had no scruples about doing so vicariously, as witness his giving the poison to Burton. So, if he wanted Burton in the tower, he needed Burton to kill for him. He would turn the tiger loose among his own people, open the window to the hired assassin. An assassin wants pay. What did the stranger offer as pay? Burton sucked the cigar smoke into his lungs, exhaled, and then downed a shot of bourbon. Very well. The stranger would try to use him. But let him beware. Burton would also use the stranger. At the end of 3 months, Burton decided that he had done enough thinking. It was time to get out. He was swimming in the river at the moment, and, following the impulse, he swam to its middle. He dived down as far as he could force himself before the not-to-be-denied will of his body to survive drove him to claw upward for the dear air. He didn't make it. The scavenging fishes would eat his body, and his bones would fall to the mud at the bottom of the 1,000-foot-deep river. So much the better. He didn't want his body to fall into the hands of the ethicals. If what the stranger had said was true, they might be able to unthread from his mind all he had seen and heard if they got to him before the brain cells were damaged. He didn't think they had succeeded. During the next 7 years, as far as he knew, he escaped detection of the ethicals. If the renegade knew where he was, he didn't let Burton know. Burton doubted that anyone did. He himself could not ascertain in what part of the river planet he was, how far or how near the tower headquarters. But he was going, 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 always on the move. And one day he knew that he must have broken a record of some sort. Death had become second nature to him. If his count was correct, he had made 777 trips on the Suicide Express.